Christ, our example and labor for others, October 18th. I must work the works of Him that sent me, while it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. The years are rapidly passing, bearing away their record for eternity. Wherever you see work to be done, do your very best, after the order of Christ. Place yourselves under the discipline of God. He who professes to be a Christian and yet acts out the spirit of a worldling, bears testimony that he is a false disciple. Heaven is to be reflected in the character of the Christian. In the way Christ worked, he is to work. Our cause should be years in advance of what it is. It was God's plan that those in darkness should see great light. Christ's work was one of constant progress. In his life he has left us an example of how we are to labor. Constantly he went about doing good. I am charged with a message to all upon whom the light of truth has shone. They are to labor patiently and perseveringly for the thousands perishing in their sins, scattered in all lands like wrecks on a desert shore. All who share in Christ's glory must share in his ministry, helping the poor, the weak, the homeless. We must be intensely in earnest, using every capability in the Lord's service. Precious results will surely follow unselfish efforts. From the great teacher, the workers will receive the highest of all education. We talk of higher education. This is the highest education, to make the life of Christ our constant lesson book. Let every soul whose name is on the church books put away all pride, all frivolity, all desire to follow the fashions of the world. We are to receive from Christ the highest education possible, in order that we may not lead souls into paths that God forbids. There is to be no limit to the perfection of the example that we are to set unbelievers. No loose, shiftless work is to come into our religious experience and training. Human beings have no right to think that there is a limit to the efforts they are to make in the work of soul saving. Those who are truly converted will understand that they will never see the Lord in His glory unless they form characters that will harmonize with the character of Christ. Those who are indifferent in regard to bringing thoughts and words and actions into harmony with Christ will never enter the gates of the city of God. Precious results will follow the efforts made out of sincere love for Christ. The Lord calls upon His people to take up the work to which He has been calling them from the first. To Brother and Sister S. N. Haskell.